Hello, Lisa Taylor.
Hi, Dr. Scott. How are you?
I'm done. I'm good. How
Good.
you doing?
I am doing much
Good.
better. Thank you so much for asking. Just had the viral, so most of my week was spent in the hospital, taking the antibiotics and everything. Lucky for me, I survived.
I've been keeping you in prayer and talking about you. I mean, and not talking about you. All positive. I don't try not to go negative on people. But
Right.
Excuse me. I knew that you were, you know, having some physical problems and some sicknesses and stuff. So I didn't bug you. I said, when you get time, you'll come back and let me know. I did get a copy of the book, but it was just, you know, it's not a complete book. It's got a, I mean, the writings and the images and all of that, the spelling and all those things were pretty good. We had one thing. You spelt my son's name wrong.
Okay.
Well, not you, but that he had put it together. And I think that the introduction. I think it's on the introduction. Let me get the right thing. No, the acknowledgement. Yeah. On the acknowledgement, I write this matter was suggested by my nephew, Mark Abrams, and Kwani, and all of my four children, and I named them, Kevin, Sharon, Tony, and Garland. But you spelled Kevin wrong. It's K-I-V-E-N, not K-E-V-E-N.
Okay, let me find that.
It's on the acknowledgement, the very first, it's the third line.
Got it.
You
okay. Yes, I see that.
Yeah.
So it's going to be
K-I-V-E-N. Right, Kevin, right, K-I-V-E-N, right.
Okay.
Not K-A-K-I, K-I-V-E-N. That's the only thing that I actually, from a spelling point of view, that's the only thing that I saw was wrong, because I got, when you first did the manuscript, I noticed you picked up a few errors and mistakes, and I didn't go through that. But this copy that I have got the images in it, and they look good. Everything is great and wonderful. But the formatting, I think, has no numbers or anything like that. So I figured, okay, you guys, this is just my copy. Just to let me look at it. And, I like what I see, but I also noticed that you had no page numbers. The bibliography is not numbered. There's a few things that before you actually publish the book, I guess you go in there and get those things correct. The content should be separate pages of pieces of paper. The chapters should start but you got the chapters running together. And then when you get into the table of content, say the table of content is basically the same thing. It ought to have its own page for the content, not on the back of the dedication. It should be just a new page.
Oh,
dedication
my God.
Is one page.
Can you send
content.
Me pictures? Can you send me pictures of all this? Because I have to report this. And, I mean, the entire book was formatted, and the printing and shipping department was supposed to send it to you as it is. Now, you're saying that things are running together. I'm going to need pictures. Can you send me pictures of the book?
What they did, Lisa, was they just printed off the copy of the book. They didn't try to structure it in any form or fashion. They got the table of contents. They got all the numbers there, but when you go through the book, the whole book itself has no page numbers at all. None,
okay.
Absolutely none. Okay.
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 So page numbers and section breaks need to be added because the chapters are not starting from a new page, right?
Right. And when you get into the bibliography, I've got close to 85 bibliographies in there, but not a one of them are numbered. Okay. The whole bibliography should be numbered, and it should be numbered, every one of them. And I figured you just put together a book just to give me to see how it looks. And I got to tell you, I like the images, I like the pictures, I like everything you got there. But the way it's structured doesn't look very good like a book. For instance, every chapter facts, starting from the introduction. Okay? The introduction, okay, is almost a chapter in itself, okay, mm-hmm. because the introduction, that should be dropped down to at least half the page before you start the introduction. And then you finish the introduction, and then chapter one should start on its own page. But it's not.
Correct.
It's in the back of another page.
Okay.
It's in the back of another page. And then you keep on going through it, and you see the structure of, for instance, the countries that I visited, okay, should be bolded, okay, but they're not, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them. Some of them are, some of them not. And so that right now, I wrote all this stuff down, okay? But the content should be on separate pages. Copyright should be on a separate page. Introduction and all chapters should start as it's on a separate piece of paper. Each chapter should begin midway down the page. First Asia trips to the start should be differently bolding all the places, Masaya and Air Base and Tachikawa and Kadena and all these places. They should be bolded, and they should be to the extreme right as opposed to the center of the page. And then they're separated. And they all always Clark Air Force Base, Taiwan Air Force Base, Torrey Air Station. And then you get down to the numbers. There's no numbers in the big lobby. Those are just the things that I noticed in the book. And I said, well, maybe it's because they sent me a copy of this just to see what was going on. But they didn't.
Yeah.
This is not a finished product of the book
of
that
course.
You're trying to sell.
Of course,
yeah.
Of course. That was the main point. The reason why I didn't send all of them together, because I knew that there will be formatting issues. So that's what I needed to know, exactly what we need to work on and what we need to fix. Because the electronic copy that you and I were exchanging looks good. I mean, everything starts on a new page, except for the spelling of your name. Other than that, everything
perfect right.
in the electronic copy. But the printed
one... Even when I looked at it, what you sent me, it was perfect because I looked at it, I looked at the blue, and I said, well, I guess they got it all together. Now all they got to do is kind of just reproduce what you had already put down there. But here, it's not that at all. They've got
gotcha.
Nigeria. They got in the center of the page. It should be at the extreme left. And then underneath there, they got the first place I go to in Nigeria is Lagos, okay, which is the only place I went in Nigeria, okay. But then I keep on turning pages, and the next place I went to is Liberia, okay, and it's in the center. It should be an extreme left, and the first place I visited there was Monrovia, which is the capital, and I talked about that. And then I keep on going, okay. Now we talked about these images, okay, and for instance, Paul Coffey and Mr. Douglas. Okay, Paul Coffey is shaking my hand. Okay, Mr. Douglas, you know, Mr. Douglas is a pseudo, right? I was using Mr. Douglas as a pseudo. I didn't use my rapper name. But then I look at the picture, and I'm shaking a hand with a white guy. Okay, and then we talked about that. I said, well, that's just an image. I said, okay, so I can understand that. Then I looked at the... when we were celebrating the fact that Admiral Inman had all that verified that we would be a club, okay, and we're up there, okay, celebration party. That was a great one, okay. But we're in there reading stuff. I also like Admiral Inman's picture. Okay? He was one of my favorite directors.
Mm-hmm.
I liked all the images that you put in, even the picture that you put down where. Kalamali, the guy that's in Iraq, the Ayatollah
right.
Khomeini.
Yes.
Yeah, I like his picture. Yeah, he's good too. But then now look at the conference room when we were having discussion in terms of how we are going to structure this building. Everybody in the conference room is white people. I'm going to be absolute. I don't see any black people. And yet it was no white people in that conference room. It was all black.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said, but it's an image that you're trying to project. And so I said, okay, I accept the fact that That's your, you know, the image. But sometimes people tune in on images, okay? And when they tune in on images incorrectly, then they get the false information and not information. For instance, all these Confederate generals all over the place. Now, all of a sudden, they start tearing them down because they put all these Confederate generals all over the place. Even certain defense organization names, okay, the Marine Corps names and the Air Force names and the Army names and Fort Bragg and all these names that they named, they were all Confederate people, which means that they were all the traitors. He's naming places that were that was traitors to the country because they objected. Now, I didn't say that, but I looked at my book and I said, well, I like Islamabad. I like that picture, and I like all the pictures
which
that you put in there because
I
listen.
Need me to change exactly?
Huh?
I'm asking.
No, I mean I like what you told me.
I
agreed with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but there's no page number, so I can't tell you what page it's in. But it's, the images and the pictures and the stuff is good. Even the picture of Nancy Wilson was a great picture, okay? And it was up front. And I remember getting people calling me from Columbus, Ohio, because that's where she was from, Chillicothe, Ohio. But she was a young lady. She was a young girl. Teenager at the time she started singing. But she became very popular, and she was a skinny little girl. And the picture you got down in Nancy Wilson, which is a great because that's, she was singing with a guy named Rusty Bryant, and there was a black band in Columbus, Ohio at that time. So I'm not concerned with the images. I love the images that you got down. Even though people who will need it and read this, then they will understand about these images. No pages, and then the structure. You got to look at the structure for me.
Yes, for sure. Let me get this down as soon as possible. I'm going to send you a final file, a print preview first, and then I'm going to ship out more copies, okay? So we just need to make sure that the structure is correct. One more thing, William. We have initiated with the marketing, as I told you, that we were in the pre-marketing phase. So today I'll be sending you a couple of articles and blogs to review, okay? So I'm going to need you to review them and provide your feedback.
That's great. Let me ask you a question. You should not have any trouble with the money now.
Yes,
because I got
that is all cleared up. Yes, that's the reason why we have already started the campaign. So all I'm working on at this point of time is getting the content ready because the pages are ready. I'm going to send you a calendar which will have all the postings, you know, like the post designs that we'll be posting on your social media pages. So I'm going to send you that calendar for approval along with the articles and blogs. Today I'm sending the articles and blogs. Most likely by tomorrow I'll be sending you the postings for your approval. Okay?
That'd be super, Lisa. I like dealing with you because you're honest. Not to know everyone else is not being honest, but I can understand because you're helping me. Because some things I didn't even recognize, these numbers and these code names. I had to go to Bank of America, and they wanted me to send them a code number, and I knew what they were talking about then. But prior to that, Lisa, I didn't know what you were talking about. I would be honest.
Right, okay.
What are you guys, that's why we're here, but that's why you're here such a hard time, but I got it now. Okay.
Okay,
I said, I got it now. Okay. and I said, I don't want to talk to anybody, okay, but Lisa. Even though Daniel calls me, you know, I'll talk to Lisa. She's a person
because, we've started to understand each other, and I like to be transparent, you know, William. We've established this relationship, and it's a very professional, healthy relationship in which we are honest with each other, and that's what matters the most, you know.
And it matters to me the most. And then I say, goodness gracious, that guy, I didn't realize that I had spent so much money just for this book at this stage. And then you said, well, it's going to cost you some more money as well. Well, I said, I hear what you're saying, Lisa, but I can't afford it. I mean, I got a handicapped daughter and a sick mother-in-law,
Let me tell you something about Daniel. He is a very ambitious guy, and he likes to work with, you know, open budget. And that's the reason why most of his clients, they have, you know, huge budgets. And I understand that you have financial constraints. That's the reason why I spoke to him as well. And I told him that, you know what, we need to stop here. I understand that you have certain aims and, you know, strategies for the book. And he wants to promote the book in a certain way. So he understood that fact. And I told him that, you know what, We will take William really slow now because he's having financial troubles. He has a second book coming too. So let's just give him a break for now. Let's show him some results, and then we'll see if there is anything else, right? You know, about the next step.
Yeah, that's right. If this book begins to take off like you guys think it's going to take off, then I've seen it a couple of times, and people here on my end, they can't wait to see the book, okay?
Absolutely.
They really can't. Okay, and I'm talking about, I got relatives all over this country, and they really can't wait to see this book. And there's another organization that I belong to. It's called Brothers Keepers. Brothers Keepers is a large organization. They want to get the copy, and if they get a copy and start distributing it and selling it and buying copies of it, then maybe the book will make a little money, and I can be able to afford some other things.
Of course. And at this point of time, William, we are more focused on the return on investments now because the project is almost completed. The final phase is the marketing phase in which we are currently in. You know, we'll publish the book, and then we'll start with post-marketing. So pre-marketing is almost completed. Your book will be released by Monday for sure. Yes, Monday's the day. So that'll be the printed version that we're going to release. But before that, I have to fix all these issues so the customers do not see the copy that you've seen. So I'm going to work on that. And I'm going to send you, as I said, I'm going to send you the marketing content to review while I fix the manuscript. And by Monday, we should have the paperback online. Okay?
That'd be great. And I got to tell you, I told you before, those travels that you guys put together, okay, I mean, I've got so many calls just in the trail. In fact, you know, the book that is on Kindle, it's already on Kindle.
Yes.
And people are now logging in on Kindle. I also am a part of, I'm one of the trustees on the library in this area. It's the library, it's called Blackwater Library. Well, Blackwater Library is not one library. It's 9 different libraries in this section of Virginia. And we had our meeting yesterday, and they said, well, when's your book coming out, Dr. Scott? I said, it should be coming out pretty soon. Then I said, it's on Kindle. And they said they want to have a book signing contest in the library.
Right.
Well, I don't know about all of that.
Well, for that, they're going to need the printed format, you know, the print version, and then we can proceed with that. So that's a good option.
That'd be great.
You should talk to them.
Yeah. Okay, Lisa. Thank you for calling, and go in there, make those changes for me, and then let me see what you got, and we're ready.
For sure. Thank you so much for the call, and I'll get right on it. I will send you the formatted copy once again. And as I said, I'll be sending you the marketing content to review. For Monday, we'll have the book ready to be released online in the print version. And then I'll be sending you the next batch of copies, the print version. So let me
I
will get back to you.
Yeah, I got one other question.
Yes.
This is a paperback. Okay, think about coming up with some hardback copies as well. I know that's a little more expensive.
Yes, no, that's not going to be very expensive. We can go ahead and tackle that. I will have to discuss this with my team. So I'm going to get back to you on the hardback, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, ma'am. Have a great day.
Yeah,
and be safe and get well.
Oh, yeah, it's high time now. I'm getting tired of being sick, you know.
I hear you. Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
Talk to you later. All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.